there in his law offices in Kansas City at the law school. Aaron and Rob are up there. They're about to do an interview with him for TV here in Austin and film work we're doing. Just amazing because I've studied this constantly and have all these guests on. And then to talk to Mr. Black, he just puts it all together. Okay, you were getting into what I've even seen in the New York Times and Washington Post. They admit that under Bush, they took most of the regulators and most of the FBI investigators off the big tax thieves and put them literally on mom and pops. I mean, if that is an open, conscious criminality, I mean, you'd think the government would want these tax revenues. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, they throw away money. It's completely insane. They cut the overall number, even though they knew that they would cost them more in lost taxes than they would save by not having enough IRS people. And then they oriented the IRS people overwhelmingly towards not even middle class, but actually working class Americans. You know, it's a spectacular misuse of money. It results in far less tax dollars being, far fewer tax dollars being collected. There's nobody that can defend it, but it's part of the general peace. You know, white-collar prosecutions are down more than 25% under the Bush administration when, of course, white-collar crimes reached an unprecedented level in history.
And now it's accelerating under Obama. Or, I mean, are we seeing an acceleration of that? I mean, I don't see them changing the enforcement.
Well, we certainly haven't seen it yet. I talked earlier that they first announced that they were actually going to investigate the big lenders, which they themselves, again, said were the key frauds, 2 years ago, March 2007. Not a single major indictment. So, you know, maybe they have, you know, they're having the most wonderful, most secret, most successful investigation of all time, and there have been no leaks. But that doesn't sound like America to me.
All right, we only got a few minutes left, sir, and then I'll let you take a break and do the interview with the guys. Again, we're very thankful we'll have you back up soon because you can't do this in an hour. In closing, what are the solutions? I mean, for me, if we start grand jury investigations, not just federal but state, if we go after more of these Madoff crooks, get them to flip and expose the larger system, isn't the quickest way to end this is to have investigations and start arresting people? I mean, won't that point out how this is criminal and needs to be stopped?
But you won't get that as long as the failed bankers, often the fraudulent failed bankers, are left in positions of power. You need to put honest bankers in who will have the incentive and the orders to find where the bodies are buried and to make the necessary criminal referrals. The FBI cannot do this on its own. So here's an action agenda. One, start the PCORA investigation immediately. Two, get rid of the bad bankers that caused the failures. Three, put honest, competent bankers in. Four, find the facts about the assets. Five, make the appropriate criminal referrals with detailed roadmaps for the FBI so they can make a successful case. Six, indict them. Seven, look for the Achilles heel in the fraud. We don't have remotely enough people. We should, of course, increase greatly the number of FBI agents, but you also have to do like an emergency in medicine. You have to triage. You have to prioritize. So go after the rating agencies. There are only three of them. With 20 competent regulators, you could rip that place out and build it in a competent, fresh fashion. And without the AAA ratings, this crisis couldn't have become a global disaster. So
well,
there's my action agenda.
Very well done. And please talk to the guys in more detail about solutions. The problem is, though, the very corrupt elite that have engineered this are in control of both parties, and the fox is running the hen house. So it doesn't look like that's going to happen, does it?
If we get the facts through a PCORA investigation, we will so embarrass them that they will not be able to block many of these reforms.
And it is us or them. I mean, they're only going to make it worse if we don't do it, right?
That's the whole history that I just went through.
All right.
It's getting much worse.
Thank you so much, Mr. Black. Thank you for spending time.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The deal, ladies and gentlemen. We've been having so many guests on and been so busy that I haven't been taking a lot of calls lately. And I know we've got callers all over the map. I want to talk about a host of issues. Is this a current date of callers here, John, or have we even opened the phones up yet? All right, I'm going to open the phone lines right now at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Man, the lady that cut my hair cut it too short. I look like buckwheat now. My hair keeps sticking up and back. And I'm not somebody that cares how I look, but my goodness. I mean, I've now turned into buckwheat here, ladies and gentlemen. You know Buckwheat from the Little Rascals? He's got the hairstyle going. I guess the buckwheat looks kind of in. So I'm like styling here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. Get me a faux hawk? What's a faux hawk? He's got a faux hawk. My God, ladies and gentlemen, business suits have been replaced with faux hawks. All right, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, there was a former top federal regulator and investigator telling you that complete criminals run everything. I mean, they consciously are running it. The foxes run the hen house. Congress is bankrolled by these people. The Republicans are bankrolled by them. Obama's bankrolled by them. It wouldn't matter who we elected, they would have done this. But they wanted Obama because they decided he could sucker people a little bit better. And that's it. Period. And, you know, I try to laugh about this, but it's not funny, because your pension funds, your police funds, your fire funds, your teacher funds, your private funds, we're all invested in this, and they've already stolen about half of it. And they're going to steal it all. That's what this hyperinflation means, and that's guaranteed with what they've done. Let me run over some of the other headlines here that are very, very important. This is all my global government stack I had yesterday. Where's the stack I had earlier on the show? I wanted to go over that. I can't keep track of it anymore, ladies and gentlemen. It's just, well, what's happened is, and it's even happened to me, we've all gotten acclimated to live with corruption, to live with government out of control and corporations out of control and individuals out of control. I mean, we just put up with more crap than we should, and now criminals are just running over every facet of society. I mean, it's criminal when the police run a checkpoint without warrants, but we put up with it. It's criminal when they have the army out suddenly running checkpoints to acclimate us. Why do you think they're doing all of that? Because they're going to steal everything and take it offshore, and they know people are going to riot and burn everything down. And they're going to march out the cops and military to have gun battles with you when you're doing it. And the banks even brag in their IMF World Bank documents that they love that, because then they get to buy up what's left even cheaper. And I'm saying we don't want this to happen. And so I get newspapers attacking me because I'm calling for not having violence. The establishment is bold. They say, you want to murder cops. And I go, I just said we don't want this to happen. And they go, no, you want to murder cops. You cause cops to be murdered. And I'm going, the bankers are engineering a collapse. They're going to go after the people's guns. They've introduced the bills. It's going to be a bloodbath. We don't want violence. And they say, you know what? You're a cop killer. See, I mean, it's like this is psychological warfare. They mean it to be crazy. They mean it to be wild. You know, why have they come out in the case of one Al-Qaeda member and claimed he's been killed over 15 times and never retract the last time he was killed? Why do they do that? They never say he wasn't killed last time. Chemical Ali, they claimed they killed him 4 times. Now they're saying they're going to execute him or something. And they would say, here he is. Here's his dead body. Here's the dead bodies of Saddam's sons. And then they'd say a month later, oh, we killed Saddam's sons again. We killed Chemical Ali again. Oh, we killed him again 6 months later. Oh, we killed him again. And they never retract that we didn't kill him last time. They are practicing being caught as liars openly. It's a psychological tactic in psychological warfare to just be caught. And it's just, and then I remember the first time they said they killed him, they said, oh, here's their two dead bodies bombed in a house. You can pull this up. And it said they've been reconstructed with wax and clay, so they're recognizable. And it's too, I mean, I could take a ball of clay and make a better fake head and stick a fake mustache on it. And I remember looking at the pictures on the news and saying, those are fake. Those aren't even people. And then they came out of the other and said, oh, yeah, it was reconstructed clay to show what their dead bodies look like. That was in the news. Like they came out and said, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed bombed all these buildings that were bombed 4 years after he was in custody. And the news just said, doesn't matter if he was in custody, he bombed it. They just practice evil. They just practice lying constantly. But there's millions of other types of deception. Here's one. I'm on the treadmill this morning for 30 minutes. I didn't have enough time to be on there longer. And I'm watching CNN and Fox. I'm flipping back and forth, and it's Barack Obama's got a lot of rich Wall Street people in his administration, but David Gergen, a Republican, says that's a good idea because they're experts and know how to fix it. And the next piece was, he lost his arm in Iraq, but he's not even a U.S. citizen. How mean. But now he gets to become a U.S. citizen. That's meant to make you think it's okay that they're converting the majority of the force from a big piece to a majority to foreign or illegal aliens from all over the country and all over the world. And then I was back there getting some coffee earlier, and it was another piece on another news channel. I think it was MSN, and we were recording it, and I'm seeing the propaganda. They got the same report on another channel. This is admittedly fake, to where, Oh, I love the foreigners that make up our... They aren't bringing in foreign troops, though they've signed agreements to use purely foreign armies publicly. That isn't a rumor. That's mainstream news. Public agreements. Congress asked last year, what are you doing signing agreements to use foreign troops in the United States? And NORTHCOM said, have you read PDD 51? Shut up! Shut up, Congress, or we'll put you in a MIAC report. We run things now. Literally. Don't believe me. Guys, Google it. It was in the Toronto Star and a bunch of Canadian papers and in one U.S. paper. Google this. Let me call up the exact headline. Hold on. Or close. I'll go to your calls. Because I keep getting emails saying they're not doing deals for foreign troops, even though I've been to urban warfare drills where they're training to have foreign troops take your guns and admitting it's for America. Police State 2000. Let me think. Congress complains about not being notified about military agreement with Canada and Mexico. Congress complains about not being notified or not being included, something like that. And then you read the article, it just calmly says, Canadian and Mexican troops signed deals in Canada today to, under NORTHCOM, police the United States during insurrection or terrorism. And then they come out in the Canadian paper and go, oh, the troops are going to be patrolling to stop drunks on the weekends. Same thing here. We're stopping drunk driving with the Army. And then they announce it here. And the governor of Tennessee says, no, you're not going to use Army on the streets of Tennessee. And they go, oh, we aren't? Go to hell. That was last weekend. We're all, oh, we had a victory. The governor said no, and then we learned Monday, it's in the newspapers, the Army was out with highways shut down, quote, for over a mile with the Army searching people. And then I go, oh, look, here's the Tennessee newspapers. And then I get national newspapers saying I'm a lying kook, and it doesn't exist. I mean, you know, it's reached a new level. Like Obama writing the executive order for the bonuses and then getting on TV saying, I'm going to stop the bonuses. I'm outraged. I mean, they've introduced all these bills to basically ban guns in America. Unlimited banning is what one of the bills gives you. And then they just say to us, you're liars. I mean, I have newspaper reporters calling me going, why are you putting out this disinformation that Obama wants the guns? And I go, well, let me give you some bill numbers. No, no, I'm not interested in that. You're not interested, you little... Oh, man, I'm not going to... I mean, folks, we're total criminals run everything. We are screwed. And if we don't realize how bad it is, we have no hope of getting out of this. The house has caved in on us. You know, we're pinned, we're bleeding, and the American people are going, oh, it's a little cramped, but I'm like in the rubble with them going, listen, this is really bad. We got to work together to dig out of here. And you know, and they're like, shut up, conspiracy theorist. Hold on, let me pull this 2x4 with nails out of my back. I mean, we're caved in here, and I'm saying, let's dig our way out. And the people are arguing, going, I don't know, the ceiling's supposed to be 6 inches from the floor. And there's those of us that have been trying to hold the house up. You know, we're down here in the mine, like the song Big John. And we're sitting there trying to hold this thing up together, and the public's punching us in the stomach and chest going, stop it, conspiracy theorists! Stop being anti-government! You're evil! There's no New World Order! There's no global bank! Everything's fine! Shut up! There's no one-child policy and no carbon tax! And they're just punching us. We're going, please, stop! I'm trying, you know, they're just punching us. And I'm going, please! We're trying to hold up things, you know, and they're just bam, 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 and they're just like punching us as fast as they can. We're going, please! Please, we can't hold it much longer! My God, they're building FEMA camps! Shut up, liar! The government loves me! Shut up! And they're just punching. And we're going, please, please, please stop punching. No, no, the government's good. Government loves me. Just punching. And the cops are reading MIAC reports and pulling Ron Paul supporters over. Get out of the car. And, of course, then they're starting to buy guns and starting to go, whoa, we're going to have to fight. Do you see how this is a self-fulfilling prophecy? You understand this is real? Tyranny's come to our shores. Bondage is coming. And no, you don't understand that. You're arrogant. You like your petty power in government. And the yuppies think everything's fine. And you have no idea how bad this is going to get. But down the road, you will. And we can still turn around and beat it. Pelosi's openly saying national gun registration.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You know, Home Game, one of our sponsors, has sent us all these little orange gorillas. Bring one in. I want to make a tinfoil hat for one of them. Because if you think the banks are corrupt and out of control, you're a tinfoil hat person. Look at that. Very evil. Now, this is probably in a MIAC report. Ha, 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 yeah. Ha, ninja attack. Anyways, you know what? I try to have fun. And I apologize. I need to be more serious. Let's just go to your phone calls right now, as promised. Joe in New Mexico, sir, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm getting kind of frustrated here, and I was listening to that William Black interview with you, and I watched his Moyers people got to go back and watch the third segment on that. This guy is, he's holding back. You know, you are a truth seeker. This guy's, in my opinion, he's pulling a Glenn Beck. And the reason why I say that, Alex, is he talks about how these guys have good intentions and they were just frankly scared, and that's why they did the bailouts. You know, ask him, what's up with the WaMu and J.P. Morgan, a solvent entity being sucked up by J.P. Morgan?
Well, I mean, he's on this show saying that they engineered the thing knowing it would collapse and that they're criminals. I mean, you know, he's one of the strongest voices out there at his level.
But Alex, the guy is holding back. He knows more. He knows a lot more. And I just wonder why he's scared or holding back. He's not like you. He doesn't go full bore and say, these are the facts. You can just see it. There's more to this, and I think he's pulling a Glenn Beck and he's desensitizing people on the issue, and it's kind of follow what I'm saying. You know, I'm just frustrated.
No, I hear you, but instead of worrying about the bankers taking over and everything that's happening and them admitting they're chemtrailing us now, just deny it all. You know, because you don't want them to say you wear a tinfoil hat. I mean, the governments have always...
No, but it's like the tea parties, Alex. They're talking about taxation. The problem's the stinking Federal Reserve.
No, I agree. But listen, more and more, it's a process. More and more, at those tea party meetings, they are talking about the private Federal Reserve and the New World Order. So what's happening is, that's the reason Fox News is having to at least pay lip service to FEMA camps and New World Order and global currency now, is because conservatives, libertarians, and liberals have been woken up by people like you and I and many others, and so they've lost all credibility. So you even hear a lot of this stuff on CNBC and CNN now. So they understand that we're effective. So, folks, you should feel good to a certain extent that we've been able to reach as many people as we've have been able to, but I appreciate your call. Will in Louisiana. Will, you're on the air. Hi.
I first want to introduce or what I think planned by the IMF with the synthetic currency loans and how they plan to deface or devalue the currency.
Yes, go ahead.
What they're planning to do is take this currency loans, let's say the United States loans Japanese, and then they pay us back that loan with Japanese yen in their exchange rate. So they don't have to hold American dollars.
Sir, there's no such thing as exchange rate. Hundreds of newspapers haven't announced that there's a world government. Everything is fine. I mean, no one's ever wanted to rule the world. There aren't global elites. The Council on Foreign Relations, in literally hundreds of documents just in the last few years, hasn't called for global governance. I mean, they actually have. But international institutions and global governance program, World Order 21st Century, May 1st, 2008, with David Rockefeller saying they're going to engineer a planetary takeover by the UN, by a world depression. I mean, that doesn't exist, sir. And if you think it exists, if you think the CFR exists, well, then you're an orange monkey wearing a tinfoil hat. That's all I can really say.
But do you see how they don't have to hold American dollars now? They can just pay us back in.
But see, according to the yuppies, none of this even exists. So why does it even matter?
And then can I touch on one thing, the collateralized debt obligations?
Sure, go ahead.
And how they don't have to pay tax if they're a multinational. They're exempt from certain taxes.
Yes.
Based on these collateralized debt obligations.
No, I mean, they pay less than 1% tax. So taxes is for little people. That's why the IRS has its investigators going after folks making 20 grand a year. They don't go after folks making $1 billion a year. Go ahead.
And basically, that's all I wanted to touch. I wanted to touch on the synthetic currency loans, and the more information needs to be looked into on the tax structure within these derivatives and these collateralized debt obligations.
Yeah, no, you're right. And they're already issuing the global currency, and they admit that in major papers. But again, that doesn't exist according to the yuppies, who are actually a brainwashed cult of nuts. They're the tinfoil hat wearers. They believe the false reality because they're such cowards. And that's why they're going to lose everything they've got. But even when they lose everything they've got, they're such cowards, they're still going to worship the government and feel like they're members of the establishment, and the government's going to point them like a dangerous horde at us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rob Dew, my producer, one of our producers, popping in real quick here on Earth on the show with us. And I'm going to your calls right now, here in just a moment. Got some key updates for folks. You found a 1930s newspaper editorial describing how the communists are actually in control of the banks. So people knew what was going on. They're not really communists. They're criminals that tell the dumbed-down public, we're here to give you money and workers' paradise, and the first thing they do is steal all the money and set up a police state. But read for folks who are on the radio who can't see that on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv what it says.
So it's a picture. It's an editorial cartoon, and it's got a guy. His name is I can't even read it now, but he's a they're all in Harvard-type graduate uniforms, and they're running down on this cart, and they're shoveling money out of it. And then over here, this is, I guess, Karl Marx? Is that
yes,
who that is?
Yes, Karl Marx.
Yeah.
Very nice person.
It says, plan of action for U.S. Spin, spin, spin under the guise of recovery. Bust the government. Blame the capitalists for the failure. Junk the Constitution and declare a dictatorship. And it says, it has a thing here, it says, young pinkies from Columbia and Harvard, depleting the resources of the soundest government in the world. And this is from 1933. And there it is on there.
Absolutely. Right, and I printed the article. It's here in my stack. what is it, 49%? I'm going from memory. Let me get it. 49% of Americans say they want socialism because they've been sold on that means you get the rich people's money. No, that means the rich people with the IRS take you, if you mow lawns for a living's money, and that's what we just covered earlier with Professor Black,
mm-hmm.
and they give it to offshore banks. And this is not socialism, and socialism never exists. Elites always, the big foundations, the big money push it because they want to steal what you've got and feed it right into their gaping mouths. Guys, pull up that Infowars.com headline. It was
it's like history repeating itself.
Yeah, it's out of a major polling agency did it, and 49%. And I love the graphic Nemo put up for the story. It's a picture. I'm gonna make a T-shirt out of this. It's a picture of a guy in red with a gun up to a guy in a blue's head who's got the bag of money in his hand.
Right.
And it says socialism. That's all it is. But that's my point on that. Now, we got a lot of exciting stuff happening. Activists, if you want to be in the new Obama film, get the Obama Deception. It is the new film right now. But on July 4th, a new Obama film is coming out. And then I'm going to take a rest from that for a while. But it's so important to discredit him and show he's a fraud. We're doing that. We're sending folks, and now they've asked me to speak, but I don't know if I'm going to go. April 19th, up at Lexington in Massachusetts, where the Revolutionary War started in 1775 with the gun confiscation. Today they would just come take the guns and say, "We're not taking your guns, but we're taking them." And the Patriots, the founders would have said, "Oh, yes, you're taking my guns at gunpoint, but you're not taking my guns." You know, but they weren't mind control drinking fluoride then, so it wouldn't work. So we're going to have cameras up there. You're going to that. We can't be everywhere. Shoot video of tea parties. So I want to show the solution, the activism. While we're at it, we'll probably do a little vignette exposing Beck as an operative. But tell folks about some of the great ideas listeners have, and I'm going to the calls.
Yeah, we got an email from a group in Arizona State University. Obama's speaking there on the 13th of May, and they're going to pass out. And I saw they showed the boxes of the Obama deceptions they've been copying. They're going to pass out 10,000 copies of the Obama deception at the commencement speech, which that's a great idea. Guys, and I think we're inviting – I invited the one guy who started this on the show. I sent him an email.
Yeah, that will devastate them.
Oh, yeah.
And again, you can do this cheaply now because at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can download DivX copies that play on almost all the new DVD players and put the film in pretty good quality. It's not DVD quality, but it's close. Right. You can blow up on the screen. It looks – you know, it's nice. It's not crystal clear like the high-quality DVD folks can get. But point is, you can burn them to disc. Yeah. Those things cost like 20 cents a piece.
Yeah, and put them in paper sleeves.
And so what's 10,000 times 20 cents?
Oh, that's $2,000? Is that right?
Pretty
good math.
Yeah, you're good. And then more fluoride, and you stop being able to do that. Okay, I was wrong. I knew I was going from memory. Just 53% say capitalism better than socialism. So 47%, I just need to find the poll because I'm reading wrong. The point is, only 53%, that's the headline, say capitalism better than socialism. That's because they're being manipulated about what socialism really means.
That's probably the people that just have jobs, 53%. Anyway, also, the hostage dies as French attacks Somali pirates. This isn't the same ship that we were talking about, but... A French hostage and two pirates died Friday in a rescue operation off Somalia's coastline, the French president's office in Paris said Friday. Four hostages, including a child, were freed from the hijacked yacht after almost a week in captivity, Nicolas Sarkozy's office said. So they decided to move in when pirates refused their offers, and one hostage died and they killed two pirates.
So things are getting out of control. Okay, thank you so much, Rob. Do keep kicking New World Order Heine there.
Alrighty.
Okay, who's up next here, John? Who should I go to next? Daniel in Alabama, sir. Welcome. He's listening to his radio.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. First, I want to say God bless you and thank you for all your hard work. The one thing I wanted to touch on, you was talking about the gun control, Holder and Pelosi and all them. They've got another ploy. I don't know how it is in other parts of the country, but I know down here it's getting hard as toenails to get ammunition.
They put all these rules and harassment with regulators on the ammo companies, and the military has been stockpiling and hoarding way over the amount they need. That is confirmed. And the military historically would always sell the brass of the 45, of the 223, of the 308, of the 9mm to the major ammo companies. They've now, under order of Obama, refused to sell the millions and millions of rounds a month to the casings to complete the entire cartridge.
I was reading the Liberty Hill blog, and they were talking about how Congress had shut all that down. I don't believe that, and I'm going to tell you why. Up here at the local Walmart, my daughter wanted to do some target shooting, and she was out of shells for her 22. And they had told us they were going to get in a big shipment. And then 3 days before the shipment's supposed to come in, they tell us they canceled it. I mean, it's getting that bad, you can't even get shells for a 22 down here.
I know, and they've been denying. They go, we don't want your guns, and I've seen the YouTube clip. We're trying to find it earlier and couldn't. Somebody email us. This is what he says word for word. He says, listen, we're not going to ban all your guns overnight. We're going to do it in steps, and we have a right under the Second Amendment to restrict your gun ownership. That's what it means. I mean, I've got the video. I've seen it of him saying that, but regardless, we have the state law he tried to pass in Illinois to ban all handguns, and he supported the D.C. gun ban for total ban of citizens, and now they've introduced the bills, and now Pelosi says they want national registration. That means a fine and a fee every year to have your gun. It's really a fine, and that you've got to go through federal licensing, and it turns a right into a privilege. They are now pushing it.
I wanted to make, but because I don't want to hold you long. I know there's got to be $100 because it took me forever to get through. But what I also wanted to say was that, you know, people don't believe that the UN is involved in all this. I have it on good authority because I saw this with my own eyes. Our own national and state parks have been deeded over to the UN. They don't even belong to us anymore.
Oh, sir, that's Executive Order 12,986. I made my first film in 97 about that. America destroyed by design. And the UN came to the Kentucky legislature and told them under IMF World Bank rules that they basically were under their control. And the legislature said no and kicked them out. But now they admit, I'm sure it's been confirmed, China's demanded our lands and roads for collateral on the debt. And it just came in today. That was in my stack. Congress did pass the bill to accompany Bush's executive order of last year to hand all the infrastructure, including the roads, over to the foreigners. They do this in third world nations. Here it is. Senate votes to end moratorium and sell off our highways to foreign toll operators. Bills now going to the House. This is out of the Texas Senate. I got another one of the feds. Voted 29-2 in favor of reauthorizing private toll contracts that essentially sell our highways to the highest bidder. So there you go. I appreciate your call, sir. Yeah, and again, it's all about lying with these criminals. They came out 2 months ago and said, so people shut up at the legislative session they had. They said, look, Trans-Texas Corridor and NAFTA Highway is dead. AP headline. And then three paragraphs down, back, pull that up. Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. And then dozens of publications had similar headlines. And then couple paragraphs down, it says, but they're going to break the project up into subgroups and just give it new names. The whole thing continues. And then in Indiana, Texas, New Jersey, Florida, they'll take a road that, say, is worth $30 billion over the next 50 years in the lease. They'll say, $1 billion, you get it. And then they run a scam where they then use taxpayer money to actually upkeep the roads, and the bankers give nothing. Yeah, look at this. Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. Dallas Morning News. Click on it. Put it up on screen for me. I can read it from here. Dallas Morning News is loading right now on screen, and when it loads, I will, there it is, loading up for everyone. Got to close a Kohl's ad. But anyway, let's go back to your calls. Oh, boy. I've got to do nothing but take calls this Sunday or something. I'm out of control. Bill in Connecticut. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, how's it feel to be Sarah Connors?
What do you mean, Sarah Connor?
From the Terminator. You're out there trying to fight the whole thing. It's great. I love it. I love listening to everything you got going on here.
I can't have a baby that'll do it in the future. It's all of us out there, Sarah Connor, but we're not waiting, you know, for the Terminators to land. They're here.
Yeah, I got you on that. Hey, listen, several things. I was trying to reach you the other day. I hope you guys got it. When they were talking about the the whole thing with the electric grid, the cyber thing.
Yes, where they say they've got to control the web and be able to shut it off because the Chinese...
That's the legislation, but I tried to email you the link because I couldn't believe this. You were on air and I was trying to call in, and they had on CNBC, I'm a stockbroker of 22 years. I've been working on Wall Street for 22 years. And at any rate, they on CNBC at 12.04 p.m., they turn around and said, all of a sudden, a flash. You know, cyber spies are in the works from either China or Russia to shut down the electric grid. You know, and this is all in line with Rockefeller's legislation.
No, I did see it. And they're saying that China and Russia are doing it through the Internet. And so he says, we must get rid of the Internet. That's a quote from Jay Rockefeller because of this. And again, right as this bill is introduced, right as they're taking the web over, Mother Jones admits it, so they can kill it, in their own words, for our safety, the Chinese and Russians attack.
Around blame somebody else when it was them themselves. I mean, it makes me sick because I've never believed any of this stuff, to tell you the truth. I mean, a year ago July, I went down to Washington, D.C. and saw Ron Paul. I went down and did the march down there. And, you know, none of that got on the air, but that was pretty interesting. But one of the things that I thought was amazing was back in, September 11th, when that took place, I worked at One Penn Plaza. I was up on the 41st floor. I watched the whole thing from my office. I couldn't believe what I saw. And, you know, it was like, for me, I was sitting there going, you know, I can't believe this. I mean, I'm walking out of the office at 11 o'clock. It was the last ones to leave the building, push the elevator button. And I got to tell you, this thought popped into my head. And the thought was basically here, you know, Israel's got the United States in its back pocket now. And that was back then, you know. So it was just tripped out. I mean, this whole thing going forward. And one of the other things I wanted to mention was that, you know, this whole thing with the CDOs and the collapse of the financial system that we've been witnessing here. I mean, you know, 22 years ago, Michael Milliken created, you know, junk bonds. And the junk bonds that he created 22 years ago literally, you know, wiped out the savings and loans, the thrifts, the insurance companies, et cetera, all the way up and took the market down from 87 to 91. This stuff that's going on today, it's the same thing. It's no different.
Absolutely. And by engaging in the financial terrorism, saying we were going to have a depression, that destroyed confidence and then hit all the legitimate real stocks so they can depress it and suck it up, and they write white papers about how they do this.
What's happening here now, Alex, is that if you go back to Michael Milliken, okay, to me, that was like a test balloon. You know, it was like, here, let's see if this works. You know, let's throw this out there. Let's see if this works. And they saw that it did work. And now it's like, you know, 22 years later, they turn around and say, okay, here, we're going to come up with these CDOs, CDSs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to sell them all around the world. And basically what that is I don't know if you're familiar with a collateralized mortgage obligation, but the bottom line is that what these guys would do is they take a loan and then they break it up into various different pieces, or what's known as tranches.
And they claim it has value, and then claim it's certified and sell it as an asset when it's a debt.
Imagine this. What they did is they went another step further. Now they turn around and they do fractional banking on all of these assets.
In other words,
they sell them, repackage them over and over and over again. So you're not talking about, you know, a $1 trillion problem, a $12 trillion problem. Some of the numbers I've seen are like a $1.5 trillion.
No, that's what the experts we've talked to have said, because they would leverage banks and insurance companies and everybody engaging in fractional reserve banking and create new banks with seed money from that, and then they would leverage 7 times, and then leverage, and create another bank, and then leverage, and then they buy up the planet and then say, you're our slaves now, SWAT teams, they're our slaves, and the cops go, that's right. Bankers say they have the money. Good to hear from you, sir. Really appreciate it, Bill. Let's talk to Matt in Texas. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Who again?
Yes, Matt. Welcome.
All right. Okay. I had a question. You know, the tea parties and everything. Well, I've gotten into that a little. We call ours Americans for Integrity in Government.
Oh, that sounds evil.
It sounds evil?
I'm being sarcastic. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Freedom, integrity. Oh, my God. Oh, the government doesn't like that.
But, you know, we are so far behind in education, I think, in what we know as far as, you know, Republican, Democrat. We're pitted against each other, and I just, I'm kind of, I'd like to be able to, you know, offer a way to, you know, be educated and take action at the same time. That's what we want to do. I mean, and these people, you know, I would say most of them are Republicans, but, we're trying not to be a Republican, you know, thing.
I agree. That's healthy. Well, I mean, you know, it was mostly Democrats against Bush, and now it's mostly Republicans against Obama. It's the partisanship in its very nature. But we've got to, that's what the Obama deception does, is it shows you they're all paid for. We got to arrest the bankers. That's the key. You want a solution? Arrest the crooks.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please.
I'm very thankful to all the listeners tuning in and hearing all the guests, the information, and also putting up with me.
He will. A man has invented his
tool. You know, I'm normally been a lot calmer the last few months on air. But I'm kind of a loser in ways. I go back and forth smoking cigarettes, not smoking cigarettes. And the problem is every time I quit smoking cigarettes and start really exercising a lot, I get crazed even more than normal. So I've been like that lately. I'm going to go jogging right now when I get off air to hopefully settle down. So that's one reason I've been a little bit more obnoxious lately this week. But I know it's made for interesting radio listening. But, you know, this stuff is so real, folks. It's hard to get your mind around. It's hard to deal with. I'm going to take a few final calls. I'm tempted to go into overdrive just so we can take all the calls that are here. But I'm not going to do it. We'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and, of course, back on Monday. And remember, this show grows because you spread the word about it. And as we reach more people, as we educate more people, we have a better chance of bringing these criminals to justice. Again, it's very bold and criminal what the globalists are doing. And if we can just get the folks to realize they have power and that they have a chance to affect things and that their interest is to stand up and say no and get past the left-right distraction, we can fix this. One of the sponsors I wanted to tell you about was pepperspray.com. Just great prices, huge selection, been around since 94 on the web. Pepperspray.com, that's one word, pepperspray.com or 800-908-9988, 800-908-9988. We got stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, and a lot more. Don't forget ColaBlue.com, the best atmospheric water generator out there, bar none. Sends it through 7 filters after it grabs the water out of the air, 7.5 gallons a day. ECOLOBlue.com, ColaBlue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ColaBlue.com, ladies and gentlemen. This fabulous system. Check out the banners at InfoWars.com. I'll take one more call. Should we go into overdrive? But then I got to have them call the other numbers. We're in the other studio. And then as we decouple from the mothership in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and we're just out of our little operation. But I want to get to all these people. Who's up next? Who was up next, John? Josh in North Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Good to be speaking with you again. So what I have several things that are actually of very high importance on the list that I want to bring up. I think I'm going to start off with the first being the NIAC document, which has been posted to the Prison Planet Forum by one of the moderators known as Anti-Illuminati. Now, being that
when we have the MIAC report, that
not MIAC, not an M, N, the National... The NAS Information Architecture Committee.
Okay.
This report is the exact detailed report of how they integrated the DOD's systems directly with the FAA, okay? So that it went from being a one-way communication terminal in which they could only pull data to being able to push data. The culmination of this project and the sheer importance of this was demonstrated in Loose Change 2nd Edition when NASA flies that jet by remote control over ILS and after landing it and taking it off, is able to then use this system to completely get rid of all of the security and safety mechanisms in place in ILS to crash.
Well, let me stop you. Yes, I was aware. Remember when Bush was in a press conference in New York and he says, hey, don't worry, no more hijackers. We got a remote control system that'll be able to, we'll be able to stop the planes. And he literally, the guy by him grabs his arm and is like, stop it, puppet. And Bush's like, oh, excuse me, I mean, yes, master. Somebody's got to find that footage. I was taping it. I've got it around here. It happened like the day after 9/11. Look, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission of the latest on the pirates and the confrontation with the Navy going on. We had a top expert, Mr. Black, on the economy and, of course, Bob Chapman. Retransmission now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.